Hello. Ali. Ole. Na dari sing na ne yo me no diga ne. Ta sa na phe ayo ja ya mi dik le pale. Dari sing na yo ne hele. Oje. Hale. Hale. Un number de tan sto ta te kanio pe dai. Olha. Olha.
Pode eu com o grupo em linha, sabe o que é? Nessa aqui nesse colo em linha de com a linha. So, just to introduce especially Geshe's Konchok Namgyal, not Konchok Wangdu, Konchok Namgyal. Geshe Konchok Namgyal. And he's also a former lecturer at the Central Institute of Buddhist Studies. And actually he, you know, like he got all his monastic traditional education from Tibet, actually. Uh-huh. He went to Tibet, studied there. And then in like 1959, because of Chinese invasion, so he had to come back to Ladakh. So since then he has been here and he, you know, like he was, actually, he studied in Central Institute of Buddhist Studies. He was the, one of the, you know, like first students of the institute. And then later on, he became lecturer there. And then also he served as the president of all Ladakh Gompa Association, you know, like for four years he served as the president of all Ladakh Gompa Association. So then also he's from this monastery, only Piang Monastery. Mm-hmm. And even his village is Piang village. He's from Piang. Uh-huh. And that's his introduction. And then
Before we do more introductions, would it be all right if I recorded our conversation?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So
that's a little introduction about Geshe-la.
Thank you.
And then also we are fortunate that because we have some, you know, like monks here. Yeah, actually, a very big event is happening in Timisgam. So His Holiness Chetan Rinpoche is already there. So most of the monks have gone there. Mm-hmm. But still there are some monks who are like ready to talk to us. So I think maybe we can start with the questions, right? Or do you want him to speak something about it?
Oh, I thought Terrence
What he thinks about the project.
From the monastery, from him, to us from the University of Rochester and people of CIBS, he welcomes warm-heartedly.
Thank you.
Tene, tangaja taba changma yot pinne chet zogde chet do. Jeza taba ngaja ringa tujik tuk tujik yotan oya de. Inna itus po tuk som tikta daksa timogan seskar ma ngaja het do diyon skab gori mechano. Rimbuchaka Sungjo Dele, Java Particitus Gos. Then Ika Jaganizla, Mitrons to Dele. They take a Java Banchik Tangos Pasanga, telling us a Catpetons Catic Menica Luzmanus, Ale. Then Ika Nangana Yapotkan Java I Gatposanka, Maja Chunzana, Podla Sonte, Podla Los Chu, Choma, Chuzuk Duxte, 1959 in ngala susting na lokte ons kan skian no reale de ngaja ga to khatik mene met inan ta taba sangma met nang de ne kyuje ji ti wa yo de ong ji ni ja ga bar chu chi sen ga ji sundus chu in
ole actually he said it would be better if all of the monks were present. There are 50 to 60 monks here, but His Holiness the Rinpoche has arrived at Himisgam, I think.
Timisgam.
And some of the monks are out there, and two different people in the rest are attending two different funerals. All of the monks left here are older and studied in Tibet and came back around 59, and they would try to answer our questions as best as they can. He thinks it's better than speaking himself. If he answers our question, he thinks that would be better.
Ina I piang gumpao, tene la la gumpa mangpo jo penang na gumpa hingpe transiki no yu palcer lo tukya zim mazim jik chano ta.
This monastery is one of the oldest in Leh. Around 600 years old.
Nine hundred.
Well, he said six, but Michael says 9 years old.
Six.
Okay, they think it's six.
Okay, he's
ready to take questions.
What is this?
They walked from
Manali Road. They walked from Manali Road.
And then they took a train, and then they walked some more.
Thank you on behalf of all of us again for meeting with us from the University of Rochester and from CIBS. We appreciate your taking the time to meet with us on very short notice. I think we'd all be fascinated to know, just to start a conversation, since you have all come from Tibet through Amritsar to this place. One part of this group is particularly interested in environmental changes to this region. Over time, we're interested in the environmental history of Ladakh. We would love to hear just a little bit about what dramatic changes to the natural environment you have observed in your many years here.
Namjina gürze ci lepten ozerna malla ladagla kamani mangpotang atpin
ole
kaput mangpotang atpin
ole
bena i gompana a takna yulyot ba genler dongpa
yale
te balla ngima chongari glam chate lusetpin pat khaina chamena ale
ole
teni pu kangri tamane lo gyang sarche met kan chojot pin yale
ole
ta te khawang ta amiru ale ते कंगरी संगमां सारते ताचु में तो मैं उनला कुछ शोर दुक ता कसी छरपा तंग ना बदल फड़िये जें ता मैंने लुपाश कंपोर इकना मैंने तो तुम्हें लचुरी बीतों से जिंग संगमां कुते केदो नन्ना ने कहा तू से के मैंने बापसे में ते गुर्जाओ इरु रहते नो ता ये तू स्पीकर लादा यूल मंग पे ना चूस कोन मो चंजे ते कुछ दुक ते नमले गुर्जाओ नेस्पार दो रहते नो Mala katu speak a teacher, katu speak a teacher, namlao, to doxa chatu.
So he thinks over time there are changes both in the environment and in humans. Back in the day, it used to snow a lot. From this monastery to the village on top, it would snow so much that the road would be cut off for 15 days at a stretch. And there was so, the glaciers were so big that he didn't think they would melt in 100 years. But now there's no snow, the glaciers are melting. And people are really worried about scarcity of water. He used the word that there's a lot of chatter among people about scarcity of water. And he thinks it's also the time or the era of the sinners. And that scarcity of water is going to be huge. And less snow.
And what does he think is the explanation for the lack of snow, the recession, the retreating of the glaciers, and the scarcity of water? Is it because we are in the time of the sinners?
Tangaja nangpe chos la yen kanji no hal nangpe chos khal yen kanji no teo nangjin chona teo dang chanrik pa ne molche spera ni zuk
yale
maje nangpe chos nangjin chona
yale
miu ni chapi ke samba dang sonam chosu sode chosu zabi nyam che so to mene samsam chos yale
I
sama sirf nam chichiga dantses met pa miu ni samba dang te sambe na ragwa san pale usta bi nirbar karta
ale
to samba sang na te jastang chapi ke koran tu si gyuraji klep ten te tu suze na kize la dar chichiga men royan yul sang man charuk ze tu te wa taste ketna
ale
tene nispa o
And in the earlier days, even though people didn't have enough to drink and didn't have enough material things, they were happier and stress-free. But today people have plenty of material things, like eating and drinking, but they're stressed and they're not pure. And the other thing being, he thinks that the era of sin has come. And the other thing, which he's not an expert on, the scientific thing that he hears, is that there's a hole in the ozone, which is melting all of the glaciers. Yes.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama has been talking a lot in recent years about the importance of environmental stewardship. With that in mind, could you say a little more, please, about Buddhist teachings on this theme, either from your point of view or His Holiness's?
Rinpoche Dalai Lama le tangdenya miun lazer tenok lo yala khaskar niran Rinpoche un lazer tenok lo ki ngati namza o gyurjes pe isuk te osta la miun lazer ki isuk chogos onok te isuk chogos onok zete labja ton zete la Dalai Lama ish zer dok lo yala ten niran chi sambara lo te zer jes baya Dalai Lama chi sambaji gyon ste zer tenok lo yala
Dalai Lama ketana ko chanchuk sambaji no gale buti sato no gale ko ni vichar bona ati vichar ya khar shinte yotan no gale
ale
ko i jisten bina cham shi mire giot
ale
chuluk ji nain a bod indo musman indo kisan indo hindu indo ji nain nan te changma nangchang chi mi ge hesap chi chok sik chos te ko ni te sabi ja no Kasi katang changma rara chosti na rara chospo gyala choste koda innan, kozo innan, gold innan, ishwar innan tewa malam tapste cholam dang, laj gyundras dang, te changma gyala choste shung na, gyala choste nga ta eksepcio na tene chuguang yonse la kya chachanok, kaba tang chelang kya chachanok zetanok kong ta sayu zetanok, yale ta kong zirkan mo mi changme pura choa manok pa Cuma magalah saja, jangan usah lagi. Dari lama tu sih kahnya nada, jadi kita lari korang saja. Wah, odoh noya.
He said the thought process of Dalai Lama and of us normal humans is very different. To him, everybody is one, be that a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Christian, or a Hindu. And he says that you all follow your faith as it is, and if you do, then changes in environment like water scarcity or less snowfall would be taken care of, but nobody follows what he says. But if you follow it, then there'd be no war among humanity.
Then I know my chick chick. Nija yujo to gyari ya ka yulje stanang ya Hindu dang Musliman ya yang chuluk tena yang chuchu chik sing mo siyang tangan doan kata tontor pa. Ladakla bodang ayatkak, musuman siya suni ngiska ayatkak, mangyuji kisyan ayatkak. Tuk zingmojik mani cha manok. Te micha chespo chikta goma koran ladak siteri shalina nga, goma na tunmojik ayatkak. Te kalanma gyawar mache yang yang shkyo te ngatan sama chono cho tuskan dikang, kya sote no, nampa sangkes pi chosi ya lobjong bian, segya sote, laak se misal bo gyawar mache yang yul saka, jaktang mola no. Kija chulik sangma last pa kazu dukte zola duk zete mola nok te ngaje pe phakari otano
he said said wherever you go in India or outside, there's communal riots on the lines of religion. But in lay Muslims, Buddhists, and some a little bit of Christians live together. And the reason that they live without fighting is that the culture is ingrained with harmony. And Dalai Lama comes every year and preaches harmony and peace, which has influence on everybody. And he said that Dalai Lama, when visits other places around the world, gives the example of way of harmony and peace, and he's really proud of that.
He should be.
Yeah.
Earlier you said, this is the error of sinners. What characterizes the error of sinners?
Tangira mamal spina le itus po ngatang mi sokpe tus po le tenok sate tenete vena chi yot kya klo le mi sokpo kazu inok zan kle
tete wa nai mizu
ole
chiktang ladar se mi tun ma zang po dang gyala yon ses po sikta lar la ladar po korang mane pilo mi lar la man ngala le ba meno Sigal Payonjo, the Kazayonjo, he lads on my banjan. Take a Ranzini, Nature Zangpo, Ranzini, Gura met Pasanako Shantin, or the Molustan, really. Tene, Nispao, Takarun San Mio says Layana Opes Pasangna. Tene, Pilomunio say, eat the Parignunji Menuetpa. Tetola Damida Rana Chulukunio say, call a palm dance on oil. Can only arch, can only you chose the church of Ten Oyale. Take up money, the rulep teno. Miss Patana Pechonas in Chona eating and passangma, it was him a heavy levinzik in Nalona Yotkane Chisersen, no, you know to Sumbo. Chisersen, Azu
Kaligan,
you know to Sumba the Chisersen. Ignore that
anger attachment.
They were just a mean of Kisanis they were not.
Attachment, ignorance, anger.
So he thinks that there are two reasons. In the earlier days, Leh was so isolated physically that it was just Ladakhis here who lived with the culture and lived in peace. But now that Ladakh is an open place physically, people can, outsiders can come in and out. They influence people and they bring in their own agendas the people and instigate them to fight against each other, which he thinks makes a real difference in the peace. Balance of the place, and then he thinks the other reason is that the three influences, ignorance, anger,
attachment.
The three influence people from the inside and manifest behavior that makes them sin.
Shkunma ladar la tompani gua kulik chuga mano.
Ol.
Shkunma koyad chogo. Ah, kulik mane chuga mano. Taldo Sanamios, Kumash Kuchetes, and Malos was on a takulik chukosu. Kulichu Amaza Kulik Chuksel Chasakaji.
In the previous days, Ladakhis would never lock their houses. They would always leave it open because there was no such thing as thievery. But now, even if you lock them, thieves break it and steal from you.
What does the Philippican Azari of Sano?
He thinks that's an outsider influence.
Has Ladakh, do you think Ladakh has benefited in any way from outside influence, or is it all lamentable?
Gala yunji mini minuna lento ba no ya le sopo ma ekdam khapsin cha lo ya te hazar bo zaruri no
There is both good and bad influence, but people take bad influence more than they take
when we met with scientists from the degree college, they said that one of the most important things that need to happen to prevent further deterioration of the environment is to change people's minds about it. And religious leaders have a great power to do it. And we see that religious leaders are doing it. For example, they work with the Ice Stupa project and Bless It. Are there any other things that, are there any other projects and or messages that religious leaders sent about the environment, helping people change their attitudes and take better care of it?
Okay. Ngaya yale ka le ne degree college mi rale te ra sa pen ba tene te ka labja tang kan gune ngaya lo yale ki agar le namza gyurche spanga ta just en gyurte no pale ta mi oni just en namza gyurte no pale tene te va nga agar nga ta rimpo che oni lama le oni mi on la zer na ki te suk chos ya sokpo le sokpo ma chos ya chul sokpo ma chos chu mi oni chos তে তো সাগর লামা লিওনি জে না তে নে মিও নে মাংস তে নিয়ান তে তে দুগ লয়ালে তে নে খনে জানা নো দক সাঙ্গে রাং মনে তা আইস টু পা জস্ত দক পালে তে ওয়াঙ্গে রাং মনে এ জক তাস তে নো পালে জস সে তে নো পাতে না জক সাঙ্গে রাং মনে ইয়াং চি চুয়া জা তে এন জে নো লে ইয়াং চি লব জা তা আ জে নো মিও লা নাম জা গিউ জেস পো মি চা চে সি ফিয়া
সিক তা গা জে ই ইউল গু দে না শুমিক বাং পো চে না লে
ইয়া লে
Chesma,
ko
chan ka ba tang mo sa ko kuzhu re te yote nukwa. Tiyun man 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 shtang ma bara nuk, to na la yot kya hlu yot kya zete man shtemo cho te shtang ma bara nuk ya. Daksa miyo na kapar sik ches la mani te sangma, te sangma tolo kolo cho te rdoa sangma ke, te sangma shtiwa met kan chana nga po, tiyun la chitu shtokpan chan nuk ya. Tene kao la lu ni mada cho chut kone, cho tikme nuk ya. Kakspo chatiki nuk ya. Chik. Tene rimbo chonze da pa keta mani labza gyal sala nukwa ya. Pena mani yu choz, a choz, te choz na kangstan anok, chutan anok zaga. Te molkan mo pura mi uni chua me nukwa ya le. Pena daksa nga ze pya anna la chokpo tkyak, ya chu sangma yot kyak. Ta te una nga ze chonze na jang nalka valka jang me kyak. Te chua kana tung chua antenek na kyon anok. Te chokpo na song ze skom na. Gilaz bila samme gezu khataf te tuman o samme. Ma chur samme atke gaya le. Daksa te chokpo on lamane khataf nyan mani yot met kya.
Sokpo samte
le. Las cho ala biyar pa na ngor ka na mampo cho to kya gaya. Ta te une yak kun zola chatang cho so kya. Ta yi pa do kamala. Tu nyan yot met kya kira sa izi te nyan ale. Tene takor sokpo meni jishin nyan lalu meni jish tuksin oto mona nyan ale.
Sounds good.
In the previous days, we had a lot of springs in Leh, which were not sourced from rain or water. They were just naturally occurring springs, and they were around all year round if they were not frozen. And people would always keep them pure and clean, and people and the religious leaders would advise them not to pollute it, because a huge deterrent was the garden spirits, or the spirits of land. But now people do constructions and do whatever they want with the water, the springs, and therefore the springs get, the guarding spirits of the springs don't help humans anymore. And the other reason being, and he said they have a water reservoir up there, or a huge lake or spring. A stream in Piang at the beginning of the mountain. And when he was younger, it was so clean, they would drink from it, they'd use it to wash. And you didn't need a glass, you just put your mouth to it and drink from it. But now there are migrant workers from Nepal and from Bihar in India, and they poop and pee all the time, like they're yaks in the, in the spring, so it's polluted. And therefore there's a lot of climate change, and Rinpoches and religious leaders preach people to not do that, and they've always preached people to not do that, but now people don't listen to them.
Tene gunla matang mo lo la la.
Yeah, no le.
Te diya pa tang kor ke riksu mangchao lok ta chano.
Lok ta chano.
Duk tuwa meno ya.
Yeah.
Te dasun po ngaji iriya sa mga masang manu sa no.
Super cold, so the migrant workers leave, and for those 3 months, Ladakh is super clean because nobody poops or pees in the open.
Do you think there are technological solutions to water scarcity, like bore wells or anything like that?
Ngatan chu daksa isuk santana skon ma santana khalale tene te wa ngatan chi tsuk technology use chona nya na na ze te nok le jese borwell use chor ze nok pale daksa sas kos te se na pipe tan se chupi amirale te o chona indik te na man manok ze nok le koni
Tasena peptanse pinna. Tenskapchigi filali solution jigi no yale. Puksi longre solution mano. Jaze se thile chuka no unko. Akans babste asangmang hanma store chokan sangma thile song te teo jute chu gala yon pa yale. Ta akans matang na lokachig ne pin pin duna yoko sar cha chale. Samundar ni yot mit kya himalari ne na ale. Angal la khasang kan sangma thile song se sar chot basana. Ta khatang na teo thik cha chan waya. Khat na na matang na chapa gala matang na teo pin pin duk sang na vancha yok not kan ma katu song te tene chu tala kawa chawa shen pata met kya.
What does he think about technology and about bore wells? And he said that's a temporary solution, not a long-term solution, because the water that's underground has been charged by snow mountains or snow on mountains. And since we don't have snow anymore, those are not recharging, so there will be a time where we'd run out of water, and then we don't know what to do, because there are no oceans in the Himalayas. So nothing will fuel this groundwater but snow, and once we run out of that, we'd have nowhere to go.
What changes has he seen in people's mental states over the last 20 years
Mune sense nastana kadu girja riklepte no
ta mina kak ni sosun no male yale kak chigi tena pene chik chik na tena gyunor chochesi 300 mene mene chang moyo no ya itu speka yar gya so ta bangle jo so pene ko so motor ko so palan ko so zer kan jo sta no ya Young me can go the boat and Mongpojina. The government take a chosen to Salkani just say. Taman is Jizzy Consella Pillow Penny just as Jizzy on the Miruna seminar, Gura Yongo Shizuk. Now is Jizzy Yuchesla. Then it's Jamba than Hingze, a Mitria, a Karuna, a meditation, the Consta, Jizzy Kona Mene. Penny Nami Korantum Seborna Sama Jizzy Top Chesmiros, it can be Kaya. Yang chok chik chik man ete chok la sot de ma gyala yang chos de kol de sambatang kan buza bo mang mang po yote no. Ya na ujawan chok khachigi patte na pene nang tena vena jun te duskan bi jaste te on la pene mi kana jizde dans ki ton chos bor te tenshan bo mang aso te no te gyura odak sa lep te no. Special jak na le. Yan me mi wala ti ton jidu bidu mobile bubble me pa sana mane ti tang me shante tu sana kwa
yale
ena ta sa ngel te pa buza bomo sa me nga to lans pa na pito ni lo lo sa pa yu zon nan duk duk pa yu zon nan duk pa sang na te ne nga je head la ma chen me bol duk la ni lo za na yu ra ma se sang ma ji da pa la chen me azama bor de do gyal azama chu nyo nyo se wa kut ni le sar wa sang ka de tension mi jo ni la le de sang ma gyu ra le ta no ko gyal ta mu ge de won
ta mi
de
la there are two types of people he sees. The first kind are after property and money and after material development. They want houses, cars and bungalows. And they seek happiness in material things. And he thinks even if you were wrapped in gold, you'd still not find that inner peace. But he thinks there's another group of people who understand that material things won't give you happiness, but happiness lies within. And they listen to the religious leaders, and they practice meditation and other forms of rituals, and they are seeking mental peace. And he thinks they're both these kinds of people are in abundant. Even youngsters there are youngsters who seek spiritual happiness rather than material happiness. He thinks that people, especially youngsters, are always on their phone from morning to evening. Even they keep on their phone all the time, even when they're going to bed. The head Rinpoche has said to keep the phone at a distance while going to bed, but they don't listen. They keep it right beneath their ears while they go to bed. And he thinks that's where all the tension and stress comes from, from seeking material happiness.
시간마 맞아 좋은 자나 야반칙 자나 다 가리베리면 그냥 둘 대잖아. 둘 대잖아. 라마 미토 안 오빠. 미셔스간 인나 맨나면 자면 그냥 줄에 줌 자스테. 까르스케데 녀랑 까르스케트간 인 티게날레즈 스페라타노 오빠. 당대로 이 릴리 조건 군 송바상나 베라당제보 다초노 나마르 타말타마르 방당 고스 바냐 오테송마 당데리 텐샤니 노마나 야라레가 나요스만
In the previous days people were happier because they didn't have access to technology or radio or phones so they didn't know what to worry about so they were much more happier right now he said that when you in the previous days when you'd walk down the road You wouldn't, if you saw somebody, even if they were a stranger, you'd make small talk and you'd talk to them about how they are or where they're going. But in today's age, even if you see your own brother, you wouldn't pick your head up from the phone and keep walking. So it's a breaking communal harmony.
Does he see a relationship between changes in mental state and changes in climate?
Namse Gyurjana, Sambi Gyurjana, Nina, Chi Zuk Tuga, Zanoklo, Tsok Tuga, Mjuga.
Hale.
Namse Gyurjana. Del.
Oh, Namse Gyurjana?
Sami. Sambi Gyurjana.
Yotan.
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 Chi Yotan.
Namse Tiotan. Wa.
Yale.
Mi Samba Namjin. Miuni Samba Zampo Chana Yapo Namjian Zapiti Galasotor Yale, Que Sonamiti Naya. Miuni Sabanganpa Ma Chanang Yotiswang Ma Yotanoya. Then a Chieserna Budetio Sustatan Oyale. Tusna Migur Minam Gura in that Tuspo Gurtemano, Mun Gurten of Mototan, Honele, Tosa Intido.
Change and mental change are related, they're directly proportional. So if people are turning bad, then the environmental changes are going to be negative. And if people are turning positive, environmental changes would be positive. Buddha has said that the time doesn't change, people does. And he thinks it's true that as people get worse, environmental changes.
You said that technological solutions would be a temporary solution, like wormholes or other technologies. So, what is in your mind a solution to the environmental problems?
Long term,
how do we recover from this? Is it prayer? Is it combination of prayer and technologies? Is it stock building, ice stoops, local knowledge? So, what is it? How do we save the environment? What's the solution?
Namza gurja o mijas ta santano halale ta dasangina imamul spinan kina ta technology ni use chona to dakse fiano ring mo sambek manak zemol tano halale tene kone jan ta ring mo samba chino ngata chos silche sinoga ya technology na chos miska inoga ya adaksa ais to pa chos tano pale te tsok sino ta ring mo samba ngata namze gurja o migur chese fi chino xeno le
Tate wa mangyung chonyeche yo doya le.
Yale.
Ma purek chonyeche kaspo no.
Nga taan chos sil diyan yana ma nale.
Chia zeyo spera teo no kwa nama le ya.
Yale.
Nga taan chanjispe cholo spera taang na yang.
Yale.
Sat gyashespi kang sama metkan sonta no zeta no kwa nama.
Inokle.
Te satji gyashe no zana nga po chanjik pao ni te nima ye trotpo yungwa kata wa mekyo chalo ozun zirkan jigizuk shiotka zeta no kwa. Te wa beyang lor to zeta no kwa.
Inokle.
Zeta beno?
Inokle.
Te beyang bo chi lor, chi jashe lor te no zana nga po yog na po lishan sokpo sonte, tutpar sokpo dang te sangma sonte do zeta no zeta no kwa.
Inokle.
So
he thinks that all of these solutions are temporary. There's no long-term solution because of, if you think about the scientific reasons, global warming is melting ice and global warming is increasing because there's a hole in the ozone and so the sunlight comes unfiltered. And there's a hole in the ozone because of pollution and fogs and smog. And he wants to ask you, who's creating that? Is it humans?
It is.
He also thinks that we can't mend the hole in the ozone, but we should work both with religion and with technology or science to not have that hole get bigger. So we should keep our lands pure and clean and control pollution and smog so that the hole in the ozone doesn't get bigger. But that hole we can't mend through prayer or through science. That's what he thinks. Personal opinion.
Do you find that in the face of these environmental disasters, people are turning more towards religion or
the
Namse gyurje jastaya le tangatan chulo ngyong stono halale chuans kon mo sontono tate son pa mi oni chos mans te tsalte no chos ne dur sontano le
ta chos ta ma cha gos pa ya
tsaldo ale
tsalami ma cha gos pa ya
gos pa le
in na ta chulo po chap yong se ja khachik sak pa tangatan ma ne sopo sontano chos ko jo chos jo go shano khoda chi go shos ni ma khachik mi zum zim chuan go ya yan te sin na je din je din sont yan pe ne sur la ban tan do te ta sam je din sont
no ya he thinks well people should turn to religion more but they only turn to religion more in the aftermath of such a crisis. So for a few days they're like, oh, we have sinned, we should pray and we should ask forgiveness for our sins, but with time they turn their attention more towards material things and money, and they forget about religion.
Innang peneyot kani midang, penemet kani miun la dandurchona, penemet kani miun shkidatka. Seven and dongal metka mit gala joston lo komaram jose nitano. Pene yot kan gulen yidu amano. Tore mato nalan se aru pene chua chago shak, tairu pene chago zespa. Gyaastan okpa, denishan.
Indeed, he thinks people who are poor are happier than people who are rich, because people who are poor can sleep well at night, but people who are rich can't sleep because they have to think about, oh, tomorrow I have to go there and get some money. Oh, now I have to do this to get some money. So they're always stressed about money. Yeah.
Hi. Have you noticed changes in community cooperation in the wake of resource scarcity or natural disaster?
Namse girja sante chulo yonste chus kon mo sante mi un zom te dukte no ki mi un zingmo ma potans te nok zan ok le
ha
chulo yons pasan yale ya nam chus kon mo san pasan mi un zom te dukste no ki mi un zingmo tans te nok zan ok le tun tun
chas te jese mi un zingmo so tan chen on zan
ok tun chas po ino ama no
tan le rena kat le
ha le
mata chulo yons ka payale charpa tan ka chulo yons ka shin chat ka pat te to ne tus pina miun tundel na ka duk sikhar le duk jat jis te mabte ho ne jaste miun tundel duk chese na le
o tundel ta pik ji kya song ta lo da
chi song
ma dang chang ma ta vik sem zang po cho ser de mo cho te chi ta ma ta yu zo se yong sang na ma ti te pe ne cha in ti mi lu sam kan ti kor du ba ta le chang chi ji mu ta nga ta ma ne ngal la ka zuk shi yo te zo la duk na chu lo so ma yong na te o gyala no ma zarur samer do le.
He thinks cooperation has increased in the wake of these disasters because people, or he thinks it should, he doesn't really know, but he thinks it must have, because when people don't cooperate, then disasters get worse.
Okay.
But change due to globalization and different kinds of people coming to it. And back in the day, people would eat whatever the land produced, which was mostly barley. So they'd have dishes made of barley called kolak, baba, thukpa,
shku,
chutai. They'd eat them, and they were, and the farming or agriculture at that time was done without artificial fertilizers. So they were really strengthening, and people had the strength to do agricultural work. But now all kinds of junk food in packed crunchy things in packed wrappers, ramen, and so when people eat that, even though they look super fat, they don't have the strength. They don't have the strength that the older people had. One of his grandsons, he lives in Delhi, and when he came back, he was fat. And to test him out, he took him to the field and asked him to plow it. Within two instances of plowing, he couldn't breathe. He was gasping for breath, and that's when he was sure that people today don't have the strength that people had.
Young foreigners, you babas are young, 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 Quarto don't scare me. This is a good food.
That foreigner, not an Indian, a white man probably, eating baba, which is a barley dough, with yogurt. And the guy said, this is good food. So foreigners agree. Traditional foods are good food. Oh, he also said that all of them. But monks here mostly have traditional food, but monks who don't live in this monastery.
You're not just a good
servant.
I'm not sure if you're a
good
servant.
Get you, get you. So they eat traditional food. They eat traditional food from the monks who don't have as much energy as they have. He just said that they would carry this traditional food on their way to Tibet when they walked. This gentleman is 88 year old and 88 years old. All of them walked to Tibet, and he carried 65 kilos worth of food to Tibet on his way, and his mother died when he was really young. So on the way to Tibet, there are two big fields where there's no water, no grass. And back in the old times, well, it's called a crying elephant. The road is called the crying elephant. And back in the day, somebody brought an elephant to that area, Sikkim, Gangtok, all of those areas.
Like 20 days.
Yeah, it's a 20-day walk. But the elephant, when they brought the elephant and they made these small shelters for the elephant to stay in, but the elephant had to walk a lot and didn't have anything to eat or drink, so the elephant cried. But these gentlemen didn't.
Stronger than elephants.
I've been thinking about Nancy and Sophia's questions, and it sounds like following an environmental disaster, that there's this brief period when people turn to religion and perhaps are more willing to collaborate. But then that sort of wears off, and then there's this turn toward materialism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the latter turn toward materialism is all the more intense because of the presence of a catastrophe.
It does intensify because the need for more money, there's need for more money for reconstruction and rebuilding. So the desire for money increases or intensifies.
Yeah, the Jingbing Mongpo Nantans Pasana, that it also goes by.
Because of the disaster, they can't build fields, and to regain those, they need more money to rebuild those, so the intensity of
want desire for money increases. I was like, I'm going to go to the house.
tadang dini miun la tene ngaja to sun cha na ka to mane chang jala miruk tene ya le chue nang nang jala miruk ta ga rang jo nu nang jala miruk ta tyo ka gu si ji song te lu man jala ino ju ka mu ye tin sa ma le
tyo mi sonam na rak las te no ya ba mi sonam dan ta te ka rak las te no ya man na nyemo na so yong te te na jal duk se te ri mi te ba ko ron pe ska ga ya le testing na song ka nu mi zin zin la tu tu so jang ma ton to ya le Just on Mongot, Jacquale. Port Langa, Tashilumi Gumpazala, Lep Nirale, Tashilumu Tashilumba, Dupacule, Pepscarlo Vazala, Dupacule, the commander, Dubu Tapayan, Quale, Hale. Then a commander put pen and salt as you call it, Scora Tangs and a corny money, but Sola money, Fiamatanska, Pano, Julap Manesu, Tangsel, the Bazola, Dubtovin, Juan Dubnun. In basan goa to kani tabani ta kha kas ke bu fu ta yi ta gan to xiang ma ta ta yi ju ka wa ya le ju ga ta ba jun jun ne yang yo ke kwa te la ho zo ga da la da to ska ba da mo so te 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 je te sting ne te shi lu bi ya go khor ba la kha kas kan khor ba la ti ma so ko ji yo ya ze do ya le du kan khor na ju khor ba la sul ti me te ma jin po yo ze do ya ya le te nga nga la so to ti ne le Then I put the chazal to do come with Dallas, so many, and ye stotang nunspin, yopang nunspin, Timar sopang masor, jimpoang masor. Don't you sonami, no son of a man, I guess, into a auto, yes, but to sonaman did to some of it.
So Sanamli asked, well, in the previous book, don't talk, we could visualize a lot of miracles, but people now can't. As an example, in a lake near your house, or a lake, a sacred lake near his house, but older people didn't do it, they could visualize Holy Spirits, but he can't. So he asked, why do you think that is? And the answer was, it really depends on your luck.
And faith.
In Tibet, he heard there was a place.
It's a monastery, Tashilumpo monastery. And there they have the assembly hall where monks assemble and do prayer. So there was one meditator, you know, we call Dukto.
He visited
the assembly hall. And then Chizemeta.
And then he was possessed,
smell.
And then he danced. Halal. Dance
much.
He danced, and then he went around, like danced in circles, and the elders were covering their nose.
Halal. No, not dance, Malambe.
He pooped everywhere, so the elders. Elder monks covered their noses and said, oh my god, it smells bad, what's wrong with him? And the younger ones on the end clapped and laughed because they thought it was super funny. And then he had heard that in that assembly hall, the place here at the top smells bad, and the place where the children were sitting smells good. And when he went to Tibet, he went to visit that assembly hall, and he could smell nothing. He couldn't smell the good smell or the bad smell. So he really thinks that it's up to your luck and your faith.
I got it done. Don't
for lunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
go there and we'll get our plates. We'll fill our plates and come back here. Like a buffet.